All right, my story is about my grandma and the best Christmas present ever. And so my grandma, my mom's mom, Grandma Stella Malinowski, good Polish name. I don't have that many memories of her from before when she started to have a lot of strokes and was in a nursing home. I have not that many. One I can remember specifically, I was really young. She still lived in her own house, and she had this awesome cherry red Ford Falcon. And she used to like take me for rides in it in the front seat, which I'm sure broke a lot of laws. But took me to the department store one time and like bought me this little plastic guitar, which I terrorized my parents with. But like that's the most memory I have of her from before she ended up in the nursing home. Unfortunately, when she had, you know, a number of these strokes, she couldn't get around as much. She was a little more eccentric. For example, she used to apply to every sweepstakes possible. I mean, her room was just like scattered with all this junk mail from Publishers Clearinghouse and everything. So, I mean, not that our family is without being eccentric. For example, when I was a kid, had an obsession. I loved grape jelly. Every time I could eat grape jelly, I would eat grape jelly. Peanut butter and jelly, but then it got to the point where I was just eating jelly sandwiches. Like two pieces of bread and jelly, so that, you know, we're all weird. But I never doubted my grandmother's love for us, because every time we'd go visit her, she lived in Tennessee, we lived in Ohio. She had all of our school pictures, you know, thumbtacked into the chalkboard or the corkboard in her room. And, you know, she never always remembered our birthdays and all that sorts of things. So she was a great grandma. So one year for Christmas, I'm not sure it was in high school, if it was sophomore or junior year, for Christmas, we get the box of gifts from, you know, aunt and uncle, because they lived near her, so they'd box them all up together, grandma's and theirs, and they'd mail them up to us, and, you know, we'd always wonder, like, what is grandma going to get us this year, you know, grandmother gifts, you know, like, it's like a nightgown, or like a, you know, hey, thanks for the sweater, that's too big. So it comes around, and I get the gift to me from my grandmother, and it's really lumpy and misshapen. You know, we're like, what is in this? You know, and mom's like, I have no idea. Mom's like, my mom's, I didn't help her shop. I don't know what it is. So I open it, and it's a plastic grocery bag, and it's full of all those individual tabletop jelly things. She knew how much I loved grape jelly. They were all grape jelly, every single, and there were hundreds of them. And she had, and of course, none of my family knew what it was. Even my aunt and uncle, she just gave it to them wraps. They're like, we didn't know what it was. We just mailed it. She had saved them from all of her meals at the nursing home and mailed them to me for Christmas. And that is she has since passed away my senior year of high school. But that's like my favorite memory of her. And that's the best Christmas gift. Nothing will ever top the grape jelly.